way back in the early 20-teens, a city fella from Minnesota and a wannabe cowpuncher from small town Iowa came together to swap tall tales over the airwaves. They made lots of friends along the way, but even more enemies. By chance, they made acquaintance with a sodbuster from over the other side of the county, who felt obliged to butt in on their little show and give them the what fors from time to time. After nigh on a decade of pointless blathering, one thing led to another, and they were unceremoniously tossed out on their ear from their little radio show. Eventually, this ragtag group found their way back together and decided to start a little podcast we like to call Dutch by Association.
Okay, well, I didn't actually keep the belch on record, so we'll just move on. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to episode 10. We've hit double digits here on the Dutch by Association podcast. I am your host, Wayne Barahona. Along with me, as always, my good friends and co-hosts, Sarah Nalans and Mitch Gies.
Today's episode of the DBA Pod is brought to you by Coleman and Heating and Air. Coleman Heating and Air. It's my thing. I should be able to say it.
And just like how you get all perturbed when people call it S&P.
Coleman and Heating and Feeling the heat this summer? Upgrade to the reliable, efficient comfort of a Coleman air conditioner now to beat the heat and high energy bills. Find your local Coleman dealer at ColemanAC.com.
And by Super High Tech. Did your kid's latest TikTok attempt take its toll on their telephone? Super High Tech in Sheldon, Orange City, and Sioux Center can fix it or replace it for you on the web at super-ht.com.
Attaboy.
That was all the way
through.
Wonderfully
done. No stumbling.
No additional hands. No telling me that I need to cut that out and
you telling me to edit that out. Don't be a
And you didn't listen.
I didn't
help yourself.
No. Very much could not.
I think Wayne was holding his breath until you listened to it to see if you'd be mad if he didn't cut that out or if you'd just be okay.
We'll call it editorial privilege.
I wasn't mad. I was mildly annoyed.
Which, yeah, so it's a day that ends in Y.
Yeah.
Fair enough. Thank you, Coleman, for bringing us a show. We need you because it's warm in here and we had an emergency this morning. I walked in the door of the shop and it was 80 degrees.
And it's not supposed to be.
It's not supposed to be. There was no scenario in this world that I would ever have a thermostat set at 80 degrees. That is not happening. Not now, not ever.
And you sent me the SOS.
Mm-hmm. Which I was already begging and pleading for your time. And then I had to come back again and be like,
yeah, but
let's add on top of that. I am warm.
I knew that we were recording a podcast tonight, so I knew if I didn't get this fixed by 10 a.m., 11 a.m., this was going to be miserable.
Yes. So and you knew that it benefited you. So, yes. I mean, I guess if it were going to go on a particular day, this was the day to do it.
It was. If it would have happened yesterday, I would have kicked the can.
Yeah, well, you know, it'll be all right.
You got one more day.
Well, of course, you've been busy over the weekend. You've had your wife's birthday, as well as the birthday of America. I always remember that one.
Yeah, my wife's birthday being July 4. It's an important day for my wife. Found that out, like, the first July 4 we dated.
And you went to go play golf.
Yeah, me and the boys went, oh, this is what we always do on the 4th. And then it was, I think we'll be back, by noon. And then it turned into 3 and 4 and 5. And
it's my day.
No, it's America's day.
It's America's day. And then I learned, no, it is my wife's day. Or we were just dating at the time, I guess. We weren't even engaged. Well,
that was a...
Or were we?
Regardless.
That's a gutsy move.
It was a lesson I needed to learn.
Well,
and I learned it.
Learn it by doing.
I did. I learned.
And Mitch was up to his usual same thing. Yeah, good lakes.
Up on West.
Never left Minnewashta.
I saw you up at Miller's when they had the big big aerial picture.
I in the background of the girls fighting and trying to drown each other? Did you guys see that video?
No, I didn't.
Oh, literally, it's on Twitter. Look at, I don't know what you search for, Miller's Bay or Okoboji or whatever, but almost drowned each other. It was pretty brutal.
Were they fighting over a White Claw?
No, it's... Yeah.
Could have been.
They were probably fighting over bathroom privileges.
What?
What do you do when you're out there?
Who's going to jump in the water first?
It's my turn.
You swim around in mine. Gross. I don't swim around in yours.
That's so gross. 700 boats? Or I thought I read a thing. It was just hundreds of boats.
Oh, I'm sure it was a lot. Yeah.
And it's Tuesday night, and this is we normally record on Tuesdays. I'm curious to see what the COVID numbers will look like for Dickinson County here about Thursday.
And they're all going home to their home county.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. So it won't be there necessarily.
There's still plenty of people up there that live in that county that do the Miller's Bay thing, I'm guessing.
I wonder what those percentages are that actually live there. It's got to be very small.
Pretty low.
Yeah.
But yeah.
When I saw that, I couldn't get far enough away from Miller's Bay. I was out of state, and I still felt I might be
too close to all those people.
Nothing to do with coronavirus either. Oh, that was just because
too many people.
Yeah. Oh, Mitch was swimming around in that cesspool. I mean,
I wasn't up there.
Those lakes are. They're connected. It's all one lake. It's the same
that,
water.
That year
same.
Is just now making its way to our lake. So we're fine.
Have you done? You've done the Miller's Bay thing before?
Never, ever.
Never done. What is it? Something on the water when they have the concert?
Lake Effect.
Lake Effect. Yes. Thank you.
No, I've never done it. I'm way too fussy about like
being clean.
Our boat might get dinged, you know, banging into somebody else's, and then I'm claustrophobic, so having the boat like trapped in there and not. Being able to leave and do what I want to do.
Speaking of being fussy, Mitch is probably one of the most fussy guys that I've ever met. And I mean that in a good way, I think.
I think you can mean that in a good way.
But he's the only guy that I've ever known that has fired a babysitter for putting her socks on the counter.
I didn't fire her.
You just told her she didn't ever have to come back.
I didn't say anything. Back. I just...
You get your socks off of there. Don't come back.
No, he just stared at it. He didn't act because I was there. He didn't actually say anything.
He just
his eyes would not break the gaze of those socks sitting dirty on the kitchen counter.
So she took her socks off and put them on your kitchen counter.
On my kitchen counter. And not just any spot, the spot where I eat breakfast most days.
Oh.
A pair of dirty socks sitting right there.
So the countertop closer to the door where you come in the garage would have been okay?
No, nowhere would have been okay, but it would have been a little more accessible.
It would have been less worse?
Oh, yeah, no. That was bad.
That's a great story. We're going to talk about that story until we're all in the home
together.
I were telling you about the socks.
I mean, you wouldn't know what to look at you, but you didn't even let me finish. You don't even know what I was going to say.
Okay,
You wouldn't know what to look at you, but you are borderline OCD.
No.
Yes, you are.
I'm just particular.
Okay.
I'm just extremely like particular about everything.
What?
There's not. I'm not saying it's a bad thing, Mitch. Calm down. Calm down.
I just said you have a borderline mental disorder, but you know, not in a bad way.
I need to page Greta to see which page of the anger, the Mitch anger scale we're on.
There's no anger.
How do I translate this? This is a Mitch 2, so it's a real person. No, it's a Mitch 4, so it's a real person 2.
You know what I thought on the way here, Mitch? You are so fussy about life,
everything,
things. I came and looked at myself in the rearview mirror and I saw my beard was getting too long and unkept. And I thought, you're going to judge me because my beard's too long and I need a haircut. And I thought, Mitch isn't going to like this. Isn't that unbelievable
that you're not.
I did too on my way in.
And the reason why I brought up the babysitter thing is because just last night, like we've been working feverishly the last 2 weeks to get our house ready to sell. And just last night, we're finally wrapping up around 11:30. And I go to let the dog out. Well, I had taken my socks off. My wife was in the bathroom. So I just set my socks on the kitchen floor to let the dog out. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't on the counter, but it was on the floor next to it. And she came out and she's like, why are your socks on the floor? And I explained, well, I didn't want to take my dirty socks outside to let the dog out or whatever. I just wanted to put them down. And she before I could even finish, she's like, plus, Mitch would be very mad at you if you put your socks on the counter. So I said, yep, that's exactly right. He did teach me that lesson.
If you'd like, you're getting ready to show your home. If you'd like me to come through and just judge, give it
the point out, house, point out all of the flaws.
It might be clean, but it's not Mitch clean.
That would be my wife's worst nightmare. She, oh my God. She like lost sleep last night because she was worried that she didn't wipe down the face of the microwave enough that it was going to be that was going to be the detriment. We're not even showing her house yet. We just listed the house like an hour and a half ago. So and it's not even on. It actually technically won't list till tomorrow.
Yeah, but your realtor's making phone calls right now.
He says he's got people on the line.
Hey, hey.
He's got a couple interested parties, yes. He thinks.
So it's a beautiful neighborhood.
You priced it too low then.
It's not as quiet as your last neighborhood. This is deadly quiet. Well,
we talked about that. So I'll give my buddy Corey a shout out here on the radio. Corey with ISB Services. And from out of the Iowa State Bank branch here in Sheldon, he sold my last house, and it was one of his first listings as a independent, or as he got over to Iowa State Bank or whatever it was. So where I used to live was on East 9th Street. It's a yellow house that's right next to the Catholic cemetery. And so he actually brought that up when we were meeting today, and he said, you know, remember when you when I listed that and I made a post on Facebook and something was said about it being in a quiet neighborhood, and then the whole Facebook thread just spiraled down, and some lady got mad because her loved one was buried just feet away from my front door, and it turned into a whole deal. And he's like, man, that was a quite an inauspicious start to my real estate career. Hey, you're fine, Corey. You made it. So, episode is also brought to you by 1621 North 2nd Street in Sheldon, Iowa.
If you're asking where that is,
that's probably a good thing.
Anybody in Sheldon is asking where
near the funeral home.
That's right. So it's you know, easy access for, you know, it being your final home. You know, and say it. I don't know which market I need to target here.
Well,
what's my target market? Anyone who has $215,000. That's my target market.
That's everybody.
All right. I mean,
well, there's got to be wiggle room in that price, right?
You built in some wiggle room.
Not today.
Oh.
Not today.
Yeah. If someone calls tonight, I'm holding the line. Yeah. Not moving at all.
I got
Corey said he's got a lot of people lined up.
He's got some people lined up.
Then 2 weeks later, you're calling back. Oh, hey.
So, how about that?
All those people.
And here's the deal. I am not a handyman. So rest assured that any of the things that have been done to the home have been done by professionals. Mm-hmm. Because I tried to do two things, and each time I have to go to Aaron. Like plumbing, I can't plumb.
There's just something that you can get 95%.
It's so analog. Like I should be able to say, oh, thread needs to fit, but the threads fit, but there's still water coming out. That doesn't make sense.
That's just because there's like five different types of fittings, each having their own thread, and
like you have to put gaskets in, and
you might have to, or maybe just some threads. It's a deal.
No, any idiot can plumb.
I hear it every day.
Yep, I have respect for you.
That's what people say right before they have to call us.
So I started this project.
What do they call them in your industry? Handy Andys, is that right?
Handy Andys.
I get it.
Well, that's what we call handy men.
Sure.
Oh, look, it's Handy Andy. But just like you've got a name for people that try to fly by night out of their kitchen.
People that try to fix phones themselves, we call them moneymakers. Sure, yeah. Just bring in your screw up, let us fix it. It's fine. Oh, on YouTube, it said.
Right.
How has the YouTube phenomenon changed a trade? I mean, every single trade is, I think, affected by that. How many times have either of you looked something up on YouTube to figure out how to do it?
I've got a couple friends that spent a lot of time in school, so they don't have to spend a lot of time at work right now.
Right. Yep.
And both of them are huge YouTubers. Like, so they'll have the problem with the air conditioner, the furnace, or water heater, and they'll let me know, and they've already diagnosed it through YouTube.
I Googled it, and it says it's probably this.
Well, I mean, you know, the secondary capacitor that controls the mass airflow sensor is likely carved up.
Yep. Can I run down to your wholesale parts house here in Sioux Falls and pick that part up and put it on myself?
Yeah, I guess fine. As long as my eyeglasses are super, super cheap next time.
Well, a lot of people get into trouble, though, watching the YouTube videos because they always gloss over the hard parts of it. It's like, certain Ford pickups, you have to take the cab off to change the spark plugs.
Yeah,
it's like, so simply remove the entire cab and body from the, and then they zoom forward to that part. And then it's like, see, all you do is zip these things out and then back in. That's it. All there is to
it. You know what's really good with that, too? Remodels. Have you ever watched a home improvement?
Well, there's a whole industry that's devoted to that, and they make it look so simple. Man, yeah. I can flip my house.
Property Brothers. Yeah. Oh, let's see. We're going to do a full granite kitchen with marble floors and virgin rare wood from Brazil. Mm-hmm. And we're going to budget $11,000 for that. Right. And it ought to be done in 3 days.
Yep. Setting realistic expectations. Yeah. For no one.
Yeah.
But you find yourself right in the midst of that.
Oh, big remodel. Did a little addition and a major remodel on the home. Before we even got started, we purchased season 3 of Chip and Joanna Gaines Fixer Upper.
Was this like research?
Yeah, it was priming the pump.
Sure.
I want to see how easy this is. I'll set the tone. Yeah, like demo day. It's my favorite day, Chip says.
Well, and now
it was not my favorite day.
No, you come from a background. Where, I mean, you've built houses.
Yep. Yeah.
And
and that was a previous life.
How old were you when you were doing that?
25.
All right. So now you're knocking on the door of 40. How different is it now?
It's a lot different because we used to do a lot of the stuff nights and Saturdays. Like on a Saturday, we'd shingle a house, or every night we'd shingle, and then Saturday we'd shingle until dark. And then Sunday I'd go to sleep. I mean,
go to church.
And probably sleep through the bulk of that and then have dinner and then sleep in the afternoon and we'd fire back up again. But yeah, that was 25, 26 year old Aaron. There's a lot more energy and a lot more stupidity and a lot more. I was so optimistic at the time, and that optimism didn't carry through to be realistic in what we were going to make.
And which is funny because it's not like you just built one house. You've built several. So each time you would go back to the well and say, this time we've got it figured out.
And if you do them back to back to back enough, you just keep rolling that note over.
Oh, yeah.
And then it isn't until you're completely done that you go, oh, crap, I owe the bank a lot of money.
Wait, this was supposed to do this.
I really should have two houses for this amount. What happened here?
Oh, that was, and then we finished right when 2008, 2009 hit.
Is that why you finished?
It's why we quit, because like there in 2008, I think there was like 25 new homes built in Rock Valley.
Holy cow.
We're going to build a spec house in Rock Valley and it's going to sell. Like the following year, there was like 2 new homes built. Everybody tightened the purse strings.
Oh yeah. All the banks said, no dice.
And the agriculture, too, took a little hit then. Nobody was spending money because all you heard about was just the drumbeat of a big recession coming on or it was going on. And yeah, that was just the final 800-pound straw that broke our back. And the rest is history. Yeah,
got to live in a super nice house for a while.
We did, yep. And then the bank was kind enough to let us wrap in all of our fiscal irresponsibility into a nice little farmhouse out in the country. And we paid everything.
Yeah. The most expensive $60,000 piece of property you've ever seen in your entire life.
And now we're at a point where the bank's paid off, and it's like, all right, now we can add on and have, you know, a really nice little house.
And but even as you've gone through just this particular progression, it seems like things have kind of changed, haven't they, as far as expectations, money?
Yes. Yeah.
Money.
It takes a lot of money to put an addition on and do a remodel.
You ever feel like you're just like maybe just really trying to put lipstick on a pig?
That's the impression people got when they came out to our house. I remember the concrete guys, when they first came out, they were like, oh, you're putting an addition on this? Like, okay. Yeah, and that was the Monday after Easter, or the Tuesday after Easter. So it snowed Easter.
Sure.
The Saturday before we dug footings, that Tuesday they came, they scooped the snow out of the footings to pour footings for our addition. And yeah, they were like, I was like, I bet you guys are kind of wondering what's going on out here, aren't you? And they're kind of looking at me like, yeah, that's exactly what we're wondering. What you're... But we had an approach poured and a sidewalk poured just last or 2 weeks ago. The same concrete guys came out and were like, holy cow.
Uh-huh.
This is really something now. And we
told you.
Yeah. And we don't have siding has to go on yet. So that'll be the big last, like. Yeah.
So you got out of the spec home business, maybe the home flipping business is your next. You might enjoy this so much you choose to do it full time.
Well, and it's nice that S&P,
thanks, buddy,
is able to allot you the time off.
Yep. So I got a little bit of time off to my boss. Like to thank my boss, but you know the time doing the demo, we did all that, and then we're doing, of course, all the plumbing and the heating. So.
Had you done any remodel or flip or anything like that, or only new construction?
Only new construction.
Yeah, so you figured out how much remodeling sucks. I mean, as far as like,
this is not what it looked like on Fixer Upper.
No,
demo day was one day.
About
Chip's,
demo day.
Chip's always got a smile on his face.
My memories of demo day is just fiberglass insulation all down my entire back and everything. Yep. I'm like, no, that's not fun.
Yeah, there's nothing better than the shower following demo day. And we had like 12 demo days. Just never stop.
Over and over and over again with all your high priced help.
Well, no, I had the neighbor boys help.
Well, that's what I mean.
And I haven't paid them yet. So it's cheap labor so far.
Was there a promise of payment?
Yeah, I'll pay them.
I'll treat you fair.
That's exactly right. I think that's verbatim what was said. You're
really picking up the farm vernacular right there.
Because I don't know, a dollar an hour per kid? What do you give these kids? An hour per age of the kid. So I had a 16-year-old.
Dollar an hour per kid. I was going to say they get more babysitting.
So I got a 16-year-old kid. So $16 an hour cash. That's pretty fair.
Good. Yeah,
and
that's
there
fair.
Was an 10, 11-year-old and then probably a 14-year-old, the three. I was thinking about using that rule. But I think my wife kept track of hours, or hopefully their mom kept track of hours, or it's just going
to be I mean, you guys kept track of your own hours, right? I mean, no punch, no pay.
And time clock's right over there.
Yep, and then they'll show me how many hours they had. I'm like, oh, that ain't right.
Well, actually, I had a little less than that.
Shoot.
But yet the bank allowed you to do it, so it must have penciled out somewhere, right?
Yeah, that's right. Hey, man. And that's really what we were up against. We were looking at, because when you do an addition and a remodel in a house in Northwest Iowa, it's not like on the television where you put $100,000 into a remodel and that increased the value of your home by $200,000. In Northwest Iowa, you put $200,000 into a remodel and that increased your value by $100,000.
Right.
And you're asking to borrow 80% of that $200,000. Well, the math don't work.
Don't thank the banker, thank the appraiser.
Right, and that's exactly right. The as completed appraisal had to happen, and this gal that did the appraisal, she had the entire project in her hands and just waiting on that number.
So did you tell her the same thing? I'll treat you fair. Just no, make this thing work.
It was $500, whether she made it work or not.
You didn't slip like some of your grass fed beef in the back of her trunk. Like, hey,
just letting you know, I need to lease this number. Here's some beef.
Got a crisp $10 bill with your name on it.
Couple more coolers where this came from.
And you know, that's funny you say that, because when we built our spec homes and we were going to move into one of them, we needed to have an appraisal done. And this was 2005.
Like, 2006. As a single man, you were going to move in?
No, I was married. No, it would have been 2006. We're going to move into the house.
I was thinking it was you and your partner.
So my wife and I are going to buy the house that we built. Mm-hmm. Just really nice home. The guy comes, the appraiser comes, and the first thing out of his mouth, what do you need it to be at? And that's how appraisals went before 2008. Before the housing crash. And like now the banker I work with, he can't make the phone call to the appraiser. Somebody else unrelated to the mortgage needs to make the call to the appraiser. And you can't. And back, that was literally how it worked. They just, what do you need it to be at? And they'd make the formula work and make the thing. That's why you paid them $500. Make that equation work.
And that's, I'm in a similar situation right now. So we're listing our home and we've got a new home that is being built. We are not building it. We just happened to get in there whilst it was being built. Mm-hmm. And so there's some, it's an interesting situation because it's not like we didn't choose the plans. We got in there at the point where we can choose the flooring and the paint and some of the finishes. But like the cabinets were already picked. And
that's probably best because making decisions from beginning to end can be, some people really struggle with that. And to have all those decisions made already, that's kind of nice.
Makes it easy.
I can see how that there would be a somewhat of a liberating feeling to that. I just know that you guys are talking about remodeling and stuff like that. I have absolutely 100% zero. No, I have zero desire. I have nothing but zeros, triple zero desire to remodel. We just spent the last two full weeks, nights and weekends, getting our house ready to go. Which you say, well, that's an awfully long time. Well, two factors play into that. One, my lack of being handy / lack of being in shape. And two,
I think those are two separate. That isn't a 1A and a 1B. That's no,
you,
one and
you
two.
You don't think that one led to the other?
No.
All right, so there's three reasons why this took so long. We covered one and two, but three was just the, well, gosh, now you made me lose three.
Well, you lived there so long, and all of a sudden you have a daughter, and now she's...
So it's the fact that there were all these projects, and they weren't like remodels. They were just like, okay, we should power wash this or deep clean that or whatever that I was always going to do next weekend. Mm-hmm. Next weekend, we'll get to that. And then all of a sudden, you know, we're recording a podcast and...
There's important things.
Man. Yeah.
Right. There's important things.
So I spent the last two and a half weeks making up for like 4 years of just being...
Not Mitch.
Although, to be fair, Mitch hires a lot of this done.
What do I hire it done?
Cleaning.
No, not deep cleaning.
Just you hire cleaning done.
Some of it, yeah.
Yes. Okay.
Okay.
Right. But that's because I'm so perfect. That doesn't mean we don't also clean ourselves.
And we're not talking about shower.
Yeah.
No, not. We also clean the house.
No. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Yeah. King Mitch.
I've seen your garage.
Your garage is like the cleanest workspace ever because it never gets used.
Yeah, it does.
You like sweep for the thing out once a day.
For what? What was the last thing you worked on your workbench?
Fixed. I don't know. I fixed stuff out there.
I fixed things, man. That's fine.
I'm not woodworking out there or anything.
I do like that. It is the cornerstone of your workbench is the Ron Swanson Pyramid of Greatness.
Pyramid of Greatness poster.
That's elite right there. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's been a very eye-opening experience trying to get just... Because we've really done the hardest part. Because, I mean, we still had, like, crap that we moved the last time. And in this garage back here, I'm sure you guys have seen it. There's, like, a wall of boxes. And the majority of it is stuff that... that came from the old house that we were going to find a place for.
Yeah.
And so now we're trying to talk systems. And when we get to the new house, we're not going to do this. And I got to be careful how I talk about like how inept I am at general maintenance that now that I'm trying to sell my house. The work got done. The work got done and it looks good. And if you go check it out, you talk to my buddy Corey. He's going to show you how good it looks. So there's that.
I think you brought that around.
Thank you.
That's good.
Remember when we used to do radio, Aaron and Wayne? And then there was real Aaron and Wayne. And now
radio.
Yeah. Aaron said that.
I hear you.
Now this is what we're stuck with. But With that said, let's go ahead and take a brief time out. Back with more after this here on Dutch by Association.
You're listening to Dutch by Association, brought to you by Coleman. Find your local Coleman dealer at ColemanAC.com.
Welcome back. Segment number two. I didn't actually cut into a conversation that we were having in between segments. I've been known to do that before, but this one was private. Probably not appropriate.
Definitely not appropriate.
Not meant
to definitely go not appropriate.
Out to the public.
But no, you should definitely see a doctor about that.
Happens to lots of guys. So speaking of doctors, of course, COVID is the primary driving news story that happens, but we're starting to see more of the effects locally. I do know of a couple of businesses here in town that have had employees that have been affected by it. I know people personally that have been affected by it. So now I did see in the review the other day that Orange City has a $60 test that you can take to see if you have the antibodies. Mm-hmm. Would you take that test? That's my question to you, the two of you.
Is it the same test where they jab?
I don't know if it's like they're sticking the huge 2x4.
Really? See, I think $60 is plenty fair for the cost of the test.
I think so too. But would you do it? Because you're the same guy that's not going to wear a mask, and you're just you seem to be comfortable living in a wonderful place called Assumption Land because you've assumed you've already had it. And that you're going to be impervious to it.
It's much better to live in that land, and then you have no responsibility.
That's true. Oh,
it's a wonderful land.
That's true.
Come join me.
It's Sandy Griffith every day.
Yep. Never rains in Mayberry.
Not in color, though.
I would like to know, but I really don't want to get something jabbed up my nose. I mean,
are you the same guy that like just doesn't go to the doctor because he's afraid of a shot?
No, I'm not.
See, if you go to Orange City and you get that thing, that 4 foot long Q-tip shoved up your nose, you've got plenty of time to quit your crying by the time you get back to the shop in Palina. Because that's what I understand. It hurts, but it like just makes you cry for about 10 minutes.
And, well, I'm a grown man. I don't want nobody to see me cry.
Yeah, I've heard like it's like a sneeze. Like you feel like you want to sneeze.
Yeah. You're not selling me on it here.
Well, I didn't think you were going to do it as a spa treatment.
I accidentally plucked a nose hair before, and that
and it just got sad. You aren't purposefully plucking nose hairs?
Oh, I am.
You're not old enough yet.
I trimmed nose. No, I had like a weird hair up on my mustache, and I was getting that, and I accidentally grabbed a nose hair that was sticking down. Oh,
mama. Just wept.
Oh, yeah.
Just wept.
Literally, I couldn't help it. My eyes just started
watering. Is it weird that I do kind of like, I kind of like that? Like, I'll find the super white tree trunk style nose hairs, and boy, this is really this going is downhill. Disgusting.
So would you?
We're drinking light beer today, so we've really got no.
Yeah, this is no a deal.
No reason for this.
So I would take the test if we get to a point as a society where they start to judge you based on whether you've had it or not.
Well, you know it's coming. You know that it's coming. The obviously the Facebook hoaxes of the immunity cards, or you've seen some of that stuff, you know, right. Where you could say that you've had it, and or it's my right as an American that I don't need to wear no mask, and here is the card that says so, signed my man Trump, mm-hmm. Donald the J.
It's interesting because one of the carpenters working at my house, one of the two lead guys that are there, had COVID.
Oh, really?
Yeah, recovered from it. He said it was like the worst cold/flu. He said he couldn't walk, and he gets married like this coming weekend. He's a younger feller.
Oh, wow.
He's, he's in good shape, but he said he couldn't walk up a flight of stairs without just being winded and needing to sit down. He just was short of breath, but he said it was 3 or 4 days of that, and he said, yeah, it really kind of sucked. And now you have it, or as soon as your fever breaks in 3 days, you can carry on. Well, back when he had it, he had to be in lockdown for quite some time.
Why? You're still supposed to be 14 days, right? I mean,
from what I'm told, now we actually have an employee who has COVID, so he's off. And from what I understand, as soon as his fever breaks, 3 days, he's able to resume activities.
So then so this employee works with your father?
Mm-hmm. Not with me or any of my guys.
Right. And your father would be, I suppose, in the at-risk category based on age. Mm-hmm. Will he get tested?
Is that? I'm sure you probably had that discussion.
Yeah, and when I was visiting with my mom, he doesn't. As soon as he just can't drive and get tested. No, still. Yeah. So he just hangs out and he's careful, doesn't go to church. And he just was voted in as an elder, and this past Sunday was supposed to do the installation thing. So yeah, that was kind of a deal, because then you've got to let the entire church. Well, where's Gerald? I mean, it's on the bulletin. He's supposed to be here.
Mm-hmm. Oh, of all the days to play hooky. Right.
So it's now it's getting closer to home.
And with that, does that change your outlook? No. On the disease at all?
On me, no.
No. For me personally, no.
I still toe the line that everybody has to.
You herd immunity one way or the other, whether it be by vaccine or by contraction.
Now, around here, it hasn't happened. In Texas, you've got some cities where ICUs are full. That's what we want to stay away from.
Right. But until we see that, I mean, like we've said before, I hate to keep rehashing this, but the whole point, that's where I was not in Aaron's camp before, mm-hmm. was to flatten the curve. Well, we haven't really had the curve yet, mm-hmm. to the point of, overworking the healthcare system and all that.
So. But I am wishy-washy on it, just because I do understand that there is an inherent, quote-unquote, benefit of getting it to have the immunity so you can not live your life in worry and fear. But at the same time, I do worry about, I was sick, a month ago, and maybe that was it. I don't know. But my worry is that if I do get it or I do contract it, who might I give it to and what might happen there?
Oh.
I know. And I'm with you, Mitch. I know you hate to rehash it over and over again, but as Aaron brought up, it's closer and closer and closer every single day, where it's beginning to be something that we're going to have to deal with. Now, school is going to be starting here in, it's the 7th as we record this, a little over a month.
Yep. And the governor gave the green light. She said, go ahead and
game
start.
On, yeah.
Yeah, and you got some schools that are really, as far as I'm concerned, out on the deep end. Some kids will come Monday and other kids will come Tuesday, and every classroom needs to be completely wiped down and disinfected after every period.
I do not envy the job of these superintendents and trying to figure out how to balance all of this.
The governor said today that it's not up to local representatives to be making these decisions, even as basic as whether to wear a mask or not.
You said it's not up to the local representatives? Correct. So it's all personal responsibility?
No, nope, it's her call.
Oh, so it's the opposite direction.
Yep. So,
which is funny.
Basically meaning, if I don't tell you to wear a mask, don't.
Basically saying a mayor can't go out and say residents of Sheldon need to wear a mask. The mayor cannot. That's not the mayor's business.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I mean,
Local control.
Well, that's only on some issues that we care about locally, but yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Could it be a countywide deal? I mean, is there. Where is the quote unquote expert? Who is qualified enough to be making decisions on that? I mean, so you would
assume nobody involved in government.
Amen. Amen to that.
Yeah, it's not black and white, because mm-hmm. I saw a thing that the OSHA said that wearing a mask is bad for your health.
Oh.
Well, I saw a thing where it's a mess.
And everybody has an opinion. And that would be the hardest thing for me, like school superintendent. You're trying to balance people that have made this a political thing on both sides mm-hmm. of the spectrum. And rather than just trying to do what's right for the kids, you're trying not to get your butt chewed by some person who spends too much time on Facebook.
Right. Like, yep.
Oh, man, I don't envy them a bit.
How long has this COVID been here since March 1?
Or
was it a couple days into March?
It was, I think it was like March 15th or so was about the time when the declaration went out to get out of school.
4 months.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Did you think 4 months ago we'd still be talking
absolutely
about it middle of July?
Not.
No.
Absolutely not.
And the way I see it now, the middle of July, we'll be talking about this come Thanksgiving yet.
You're right. Yep.
We'll still be fighting this thing.
Well, and now we've got baseball returning, which is a welcome sign, but
it is.
But yeah, no fans in the stands. Our opening day tickets still sit in limbo. And it'll be next year, I'm sure, before we get to use them.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, you see the Ivy League came out. All fall sports moved to spring.
Which, how do you even do that?
I'm sure they don't suck at everything anyway.
So that's probably right.
You know. But,
yeah. I mean, this wasn't the Big Ten saying this.
Right. But that does set a precedent. Like, if they're willing to do that, it's still Division One college athletics.
Right.
It's still relatively large scale.
The shot putters will be out of work.
Yeah. They'll be put out.
Don't ever do
that.
Did
you like that? Yeah, that was a good. I thought that was a really good pun.
Mitch's courtesy laugh is very telling.
Thanks, buddy.
Thanks.
You can tell. You can tell.
Oh, my God. Anyone who's known you for more than 15 minutes can tell when you're... Idiot.
I never do that.
You never do it verbally. You
know, yeah, right. I can see it.
Like,
you, like, nod it out of your head.
Don't.
Idiot. Did you just do that again?
Yeah.
Oh, that was a real one. Oh.
Yeah, that we'll have to get Greta on here just so she can, because she's writing a book with, like, it's got like the decoder ring. So, like, if this, then that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. If he does this, it means, okay, give him a beer in space. If he does this, it means run. And if he does this, it means he's
I'm not that hard to decipher. If my voice gets louder and my face gets red, I'm mad at you.
But the problem is that no matter what scenario that you're talking about, you're still smiling. So it's that's the part that's the most hard to read. Is like, are we? I'm going to bury you in the parking lot, or are we just?
Oh no! It happened again.
It's Steno. Wow.
It's are we going to make him go live?
Steno.
Hey,
what's up?
This is a bad time. I take it.
In the middle of recording a podcast. Well, that was fun.
So that was Steno.
Our old friend Steno called with an emergent situation, but then
right.
Ended up talking to Aaron about watching videos of infected cowboys.
Yeah. Aaron was probably drunk.
Yeah, what?
What? What? that's a lot like Aaron. He drunk a lot.
Yeah.
He's regular Otis Campbell.
I don't even know who that is.
Oh, that's the town drunk from Mayberry.
Yeah, of course. On.
Stop it. Get some help. Yeah.
Chucks himself into the city jail every Friday night when he saw a video about cow hooves.
What? What? What?
You're so weird.
So where were we?
I don't know.
I have no idea.
We could probably take a break and regroup.
Let's do that. We're going to ponder the idiosyncrasies of infected cow hooves.
The idiocy of certain people.
Nice.
We use idiosyncrasies.
Right. Right. Yeah. 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 No, it loses something if you have to explain it. I was with you.
All right.
Thanks for explaining it for me, though, buddy.
Hey, back with more Dutch by Association right after this.
You're listening to Dutch by Association, brought to you by Coleman. Find your local Coleman dealer at ColemanAC.com.
Oh, your crop's looking, Mitch.
Like a million bucks.
Are they looking like a million bucks? Man, I shouldn't have said that.
All those heat degree units or whatever.
Tomorrow night comes the hail for you.
There is a severe weather possibility for tomorrow.
But things are looking good. I haven't been paying attention. Have you been paying attention? Is the USDA saying that there's going to be bumper crop and just driving the corn price down? Or what do we got?
Oh, no. We had a rather what you'd call a bullish report as far as the grain market goes last week, where they trimmed back 6 million crop acres somewhere.
Good.
I don't know where those went, but that
they helped. Just are gone.
Yeah, they're gone. They disappeared.
The USDA like makes estimates and then they come back and correct those estimates and
nobody knows what's true or false or whatever, but
it drives the market.
Drives the market way or the other.
Yeah, the USDA could come out and say, we had no idea, but there was like millions more acres of corn planted than what we thought, and then the price just tanks
pretty much happened last year when we actually did struggle to get planted.
Mm-hmm. And that was
went smoothly. Not everywhere.
Well, and you had like ethanol plants that were closing, and so the demand was
we're
in the toilet.
Yeah, we got another report coming that will focus on that part of it. Hopefully they are wildly
wrong.
I'm not going to say wrong, but off in the right direction.
Right.
For prices. Us.
Sure. So are you seeing any tassels yet, Mitch? Nothing like seeing tassels the week of July 4.
There are a few tassels out. Yep. A lot of it's spiked, ready to tassel any day now. So.
Which is funny because when you're from the big city, when you hear the tassels are out and some of them are spiked, you think of a completely different thing. That's the only thing
I can think of. Not me.
Well, yeah, you probably think knee-high by the 4th of July.
Yep, that's right. Yep.
No, they're talking about the beans.
Yeah.
Not the corn. It was just nice to be able to do field work and get some planning done in April for the first time in what seems forever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Says Aaron talking for whom?
We. The people he knows.
We.
Yep.
The collective.
The royal we.
I'll tell you this. When you're in a business, we sell diesel and propane to the ag to farmers. Mm-hmm. Okay, so I feel like we're in this game together. Sometimes their loss is our gain, and other times their gain is our loss. But at the same time, we're in it together.
Well, you're
you're intertwined. I mean, it is a symbiotic relationship.
If the farmer doesn't have a profit or something to pay us with, what good did that do for us? True. So you're always shooting for that the farmers do well, so that way, you know what? Maybe they'll send a little tip. Things are so good. You're gonna send a little tip.
How many hands do you need to count that? I
wouldn't wait by the mailbox for that one. But no, you'll probably not sell a lot of propane this year if the weather continues.
I think my dad maybe even said it last fall when they were hauling just a lot of propane because the corn was wet coming out of the field. He says, "You never have 2 years in a row like this. In fact, after a year like this, you have record heat." And that's what we're seeing.
Yeah. But if we get done early, lots of recreational tillage because nobody has anything to do, you know, once they're done.
Wait, recreational tillage, like you till because it's fun?
Right.
Because you don't have to do it.
But there's time. It's stuff that it's you not can Thanksgiving.
Get by without doing probably when you're pinched for time.
Sure. Yeah.
But when you have the time and the conditions to do it,
recreational.
You're going to go out there and make an extra pass and, you know, work those corn stalks down or do whatever. Oh, I'm not.
Recreational tillage is what fills up the Mississippi. It's what blows into your ditch.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
It's what cranes up in the Floyd and
Mile also Mama. Burns diesel fuel.
It also there. Burns diesel. Yeah. Yep, that's right. I forgot that point.
But
I'm surprised you didn't leave with that.
I know. I'm an environmentalist first. No, that's not true. I can't even hold that one very
hey,
long.
Hey, you're concerned about you're concerned about being green. It's just
I am
the monetary kind.
Yeah, that green is nice. Oh, that's good. Well, so things hopefully in another month or two, and we're getting timely rains. So I seeded in some annuals a week and a half ago, had a half inch that night. I had little over six tenths 2 mornings ago, and hopefully seeing some favorable activity in the weather reports for possibly some rain later this week.
Are we at a deficit yet for rain? I mean, like as far as, I mean, I know you could always use more, but are we teetering on being too dry?
Yeah. I mean, we've had heat on heat on heat.
Right.
And we've gotten some rain, but probably, I mean, we're using more moisture than we're getting.
Are we at the point where the corn's sweating yet?
Yes.
Yeah,
that's why our relative humidity is beyond what it would have been 100 years ago. Ugh. That's why when you think, how'd them old guys do it? They didn't have the heat. I'm kidding, because it must have been miserable. Have you seen a picture of them guys? Jeans, long sleeves?
At least they wore a hat. Me. Keep them cool.
Poor Mitch comes walking in here today with jeans on. Mandatory jeans. Can you imagine a workplace like that, Wayne? Can you imagine that? At least you and I work for cool bosses.
Yeah, our bosses are awesome. Yeah,
put on the cargo shorts, man. You're worth it.
See? Well, we have a safety component, too, you know. Like,
as a sales guy.
Because a pen might fall and it could
you work in the shop?
I go back in the shop.
Hey, guys. It's me, the salesman.
I do some hands
back to the air conditioned shop.
You have air conditioning in the shop?
No, we don't, actually. Not in Paulina.
Oh, that's right. Your old job had air conditioning in the shop.
Your new job has air conditioning in the shop.
I don't have a new job.
Well, it's been about the requisite amount of time. We just figured.
Oh. You are so hard on Mitch today. You are almost too much.
No.
I'm sorry.
Where were you going? I thought that's where you were going with that. I was just following your lead down the rabbit hole.
I was saying that there's a new AgriVision going up. It's
And
I saw something in the paper, and I thought and that's you my saw man.
Fake Bob. Yeah, Fake Bob. Shout out to Fake Bob at Fake Bob VP on Twitter. Yeah, he was sure to underline that. And
And he even private messaged me about it. And,
so
I was like, do you know something I don't? Is this my job? Because he seems to know
he is so much
about it.
Yeah, I know, right?
Everything.
Who have you talked to? What are my chances?
Yeah. I have no idea.
Apparently, the people that are going to manage the Sioux Center, where are they located at? I mean, the people that decided, we need one in Sioux Center, where are they located?
Where does that decision come from?
Where is our headquarters?
Yeah.
Pacific Junction, Iowa, which is down just south of Omaha, or south of Council Bluffs.
Yeah. Do they know Mitch Keese?
Yeah.
They know you? You're not just a number?
Listen to that.
Yeah.
You're not just a number?
Well, no. They hired me.
Not only that, they hired him twice.
No, that was a different group of people.
Oh.
That was good. Well, you know what? You're going to get texts saying you guys were too hard on Mitch.
You be nice to that Mitch Keese.
It feels good
being on this side of the table.
Nobody likes socks on their where they eat their breakfast.
Yeah, why would you? I mean, I don't have the weird ones.
So let's clear this all up. You're happy in Palena.
Yes.
You love selling stuff, and you get along with the guys in the back.
Yes.
Okay.
All of that is true. Thank you.
All right.
Why?
You're welcome. I don't know. What if guys in the back? Yes. Yeah. What if the guys in the back? Lord, you hear that DBA podcast?
No, they'd just be excited that the prospect that they might get air conditioning back there.
I'm working for you guys.
Yeah. I mean, we'll talk to our friends at Coleman Heating and Air, and we'll see if Coleman can stop out and
put some prices together. Pretty excited about that. Yeah, it gets hot in the shop this time of year. You got to have the doors open. Even then,
the big fans around it. Meanwhile, up in the front where Mitch's office is.
Do you have your own thermostat?
No, I don't. tell you what.
Oh my gosh, the look of indignation on his face. Right?
I don't.
My office is closest to the door and furthest from the thermostat. So I go in there and like crank that thing down to 60. That way, at least in my office, it's below 70.
So what do we got to do to get the guy to quit that's closest to the thermostat so
he can take it off? I want it to be cooler.
Is there like the obligatory woman like wearing the shawl works there?
We have one woman in the building, and she is by far outvoted. So,
it's a vote thing.
Yeah. It's good to see that you are you're open-minded and progressive.
So, 68 degrees.
We had this debate when I worked at Farm Credit because they wanted it mostly women in the office, and typically women like it warmer than the men do. Mm-hmm. And I told them, I said,
them like those people.
Yeah, listen here.
People that I worked with.
You want money coming in? You keep it at money's temperature, okay?
No.
Okay, you listen to daddy.
I told them, you can always put a sweater on. You don't want me taking clothes off to stay cool. So,
and you won?
I think they understood what I meant. Yeah, they were like, you know what? That's the best point anybody's ever made.
And there was also the fact that like Mitch's office faced Taco John's, so you knew that he was
did it? Because when I stopped at
I was joking. I don't know if it did or not. I had a window that allowed me to
look wistfully at Taco John's. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Which is what got you all hot. But when I stopped to visit you, we went to the snack room.
Break
room, yeah. Which
is that also the nap room?
No, you walk past the nap room to get to the break
room. It's not the nap room. It's the, I don't know what they call it.
The nap room. Everybody calls it the nap room.
You call it the nap room.
Oh, Wayne does too.
I guess that's all.
Ask Becky. She works there now.
I should ask her. Yeah. She's
ask her if she's refreshed herself by spending time in the nap room.
No, she can't nap for crap.
So are you getting any calls to overturn the fireworks deal now? Because it's about time for that.
Yeah,
Facebook is full of people complaining. I'm home with my dog, and he's all, like, bent out of shape that my neighbors are firing fireworks.
You don't...
Yeah, the same people who were complaining a couple years ago because Jethro and his beer-drinking buddies couldn't shoot off fireworks at the pavilion. So, I mean... Well, that's different, because I was going to watch those, so...
I'm trying to figure out the focus of your indignation here. Is it on Jethro?
No.
Are we pro or anti Jethro?
No. I shouldn't have used the derogatory term.
You should have. That was good.
But it's the people that whatever side they happen to be on at the moment, because it benefits them, then that has to be plastered all over Facebook. Now that it's annoying because it's somebody else, nobody should be allowed to shoot out fireworks. Unless it's my cousin at their wedding near a $5 million building, then that's fine.
Yeah. So we went out and bought fireworks for the first time in a long time. So we swung out to Amy's, bought some fireworks, and while we're there, the kids are playing with kitties, with kitties that her and Jay have. So she's like, you want to take any kitties home? I was like, yeah, we're actually in the market.
Are you serious?
Mm-hmm. So we brought home 4 kitties.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, that's nothing. We'll run over half of them. Like, no, just kidding. Just
accidentally,
kidding.
Accidentally.
In case any of the souls
just
hear that.
Just kidding. They're all 4 will be fat and happy come Christmas. It'll be great. Everybody's fine.
Or is that? No. Maybe that's like Soulsmith's pitch, you know, buy a Roman candle,
that's
get
what
a kitty
I said.
Cat.
I said, spend $100, get free cat. And so we came
home.
Get
you something to shoot the Roman candle at.
Mitchell! So I'm setting up these fireworks at home and I light a couple off. No one's paying any attention. No one cares. No one cares about the
fireworks.
They're all
that you purchased.
With the kittens.
What are they named? Are they named after food?
One of them is Ray Charles.
What?
Mm-hmm.
That was your doing?
No.
Anybody in your family?
Can we say that?
No, that's fine.
Can you do that in 2020?
Yes.
Do you know who Ray Charles is?
I do.
Oh.
That's fine. It's fine. It's his given name. What am I to do with
given
it?
Given by whom? By Amy?
Yes. And then every name
made
sense.
Well, she's progressive.
Sense. Every name the cats had made sense. So the cats kept the names. I don't remember
any of those. Did Ray Charles, was he proficient on the piano?
No, the other reason Ray Charles is famous.
Oh, it's because of the Pepsi commercials. I got you. Yes. All right. I got it.
Yes.
I got it.
Yes. So, I have 3/4 of a box of fireworks that I haven't shot off yet because nobody cares.
Now, Mitch from his yacht was able to take in the 4th of July fireworks.
Oh, did you go out
East
and watch
Lake.
Those? Oh, West.
Well, our
sorry.
Nothing good happens
our,
on us.
Our private captain,
brought you out to the
yacht out there.
Harrison Ford flew you on your...
You know, to have the bird's eye view, but yes. Yeah, we drove our boat 100 yards out into the lake to watch the fireworks. Yeah.
Was it good?
It was good. Really good.
And you didn't
All the urine in the water really creates an ambiance there that with the reflecting off the lake.
West Lake is deeper, so it doesn't have that like
on,
the other lakes.
I was not on West Lake. So
what do you mean you weren't on West Lake?
We're on Minnewashta.
Here I thought you lived on your house was on West this whole time. You're just a regular guy.
No, yeah, we're in the slums.
Well, I really look at you differently now.
Yeah, he's Well, you have like an Arnold Park address, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, you're poor just like us.
Yeah.
Okay. No. Huh. So speaking of summer recreation, so you just got done with a, 3-4 day long camping trip.
Yeah.
And then you decided that you're going to go on like a 9-day trip out to the Black Hills next year.
Yeah. Doesn't that sound great?
And you for the little bit that I actually talked to you over the weekend, you were just lamenting the fact that you had no cell phone service. And you said, if that is the case in the Black Hills, I'm not going.
If that's the case in the Black... Will I have...
None.
What? Not even right at that place right by the entrance into Custer State Park?
No. That's about the worst spot you could be in.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
How long can I get of Cat 5?
You will have to... drive into the wildlife loop to get better cell phone service.
Maybe Verizon will build one.
Oh, sure. In well, the next 12 months. Well, you can hope in one hand.
I'm going to hope in one hand.
The place we stayed, I could see a cell tower out the window of our cabin. So we were good.
But I thought you said that wasn't very far from where I'm going to stay.
Yeah, but you have to drive like through a bunch of valleys and there's trees and stuff in between.
Yeah, there's a reason.
I remember driving through there and trying to, we were trying to pull up something on Google Maps. Couldn't even get enough signal to do that. So.
Oh, man. And he's looking at buying some $50,000 fifth wheel to bring out there. And
wow.
Yeah, he's all in.
We're trading one in. We're trading one in.
Oh, yeah. So they're going to give you $5,000 for your tinder box.
New. My camper's a nice camper, what I have now. And it's paid for.
Yeah. But yeah.
So why not take that?
Right.
Because it won't keep me cool. But anybody that's interested in purchasing a 32-foot camper with bunk beds in the back, it is fine. It's fine.
It's fine, and it would actually work well in conjunction with the purchase of a wonderful family home located in a quiet, secluded cul-de-sac.
You got anything to sell?
With the option of up to 5 bedrooms, some non-conforming, and...
Up to
your disclaimer. Yeah, up right to there. 5 bedrooms.
Yeah, I speak realtor.
Yeah, yep. 2 bathrooms. What are you selling?
I have a really nice steel leaf blower. If anybody's in the market, a BG.
I would think that the plastic ones would be lighter. Come on, Aaron, help me out here.
Sorry, buddy. That was that was so.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Forget you guys.
You know, if you want to sell something right now that's hot, kayaks.
I can sell my pellet grill.
Yeah. Yeah.
I've been looking for a kayak.
I've heard that same thing, too, that people are...
And then Baumgars was like, we'll give you 20% off our kayaks. And you call every Baumgars in a 5-state radius. None of them have a kayak. We'll give you 20% off. I called 5 Baumgars.
Kayak.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, he's going to go whitewater rafting.
I ain't going to go on a kayak.
All right, that makes more sense.
I
said
the chair, man.
You're not going to go. The kayaking is easy.
You know what upgrade I made to camping this last time around? A 3-foot-tall fan, an extension cord.
Oh, that's money. I have made that upgrade. I know where you're at.
Sat in front of the fan. Everybody wanted to sit right next to me.
Yep.
Everybody.
Yep. Did you know if you kayak in a river, you really don't even have to paddle, and you can drink beer?
I guess it depends on the direction you're going.
Tell me, when's the last time...
you're not going to go upstream, I hope.
Well, when's the last time you kayaked? You just really look like an avid kayaker. Little top
well, that's yeah, nice yeah. to me.
I tackled some Class 3 rapids when we were out in South Dakota earlier this summer.
Sure you did.
Yep.
Whatever. You probably tackled some Class 3 nachos, but I believe that before rapids.
Oh, but Newton Hills rents kayaks. So I rented 2 kayaks and let Asa go out and belt, and he just absolutely fell in love.
Didn't you have like a heart to heart with your son on a kayak last year?
A canoe.
It was a canoe.
And that's
what you get, Andy Griffith moment.
You get this weight in a canoe. You're 2 foot taller than when you're sitting in a kayak. You got to get this weight here as close to the water as you can.
Equal distribution, huh?
Kayaking is way easier for a fat guy than canoeing.
Yeah, canoeing, that was awful.
Well, plus the seats are always, they're like 6 inches off the bottom. I'm like in a full squat trying to paddle.
You're going on vacation, Mitch, aren't you, or something? Like another tomorrow? One just got home from one. Another one?
At some point in the future, at an indeterminate time, because I don't want anyone breaking into my house because I heard on the podcast, so I'm going to be gone.
What the hell are they going to do, break in and put socks on your counter? Calm down.
That would be worse than taking my television.
When you leave at your indeterminate time, we wish you good luck and your trip
I'm
to
sorry for outing
wherever
you.
It is you may go. And in the meantime, we want to thank our good friends over at Coleman Heating and Air. You're feeling the heat this summer, duh. Upgrade to the reliable, efficient comfort of a Coleman air conditioner now to beat the heat and high energy bills. Find your local Coleman dealer at ColemanAC.com today.
Join us again next time for another episode of Dutch by Association, a Northwest Iowa podcast. Special thanks to our title sponsor, Super High Tech. Have you socially distanced yourself from your phone permanently? Super High Tech in Sheldon, Orange City, and Sioux Center has the right replacement at the right price. On the web at super-ht.com. www.thedbapod.com.
You can learn more about the pod and just who we think we are by hitting us up on the socials. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, all at dbapod, and coming soon to our website, dbapod.com.
Just skipped a few words in there, that's fine. All right, until next time, don't let your meatloaf. We'll see you later.
The Dutch by Association podcast is brought to you by Coleman. Upgrade to the reliable, efficient comfort of a Coleman air conditioner now to beat the heat and high energy bills. Find your local Coleman dealer at ColemanAC.com today.